Two-term Auckland Mayor Phil Goff is hanging up his chains this election. The former Labour leader and Cabinet Minister has spent more than 40 years in local and central politics. Mr Goff led the city through the COVID pandemic and lockdowns, locked horns with fellow councillors over the prospect of a waterfront stadium, fought for and got a controversial regional petrol tax and a targeted rate for climate action. And the rumour is he won't be unemployed. Well, outgoing Mayor Phil Goff joins us now. Kia ora, Mr Mayor.
Yeah, kia ora, Lisa.
You are in the figurative departure lounge. Do you like it?
Doesn't feel like it at the moment. I'm sitting at my desk with a pile of work in front of me, still trying to get through it. But it is going to, by the end of the week, a strange feeling, you know, being right at the centre of action in council and, you know, being preoccupied 24 hours a day with the sort of things, the challenges that we face as a city. And then Saturday afternoon, I won't be part of it. So it's a kind of a mixture of, I suppose, anticipated liberation on one hand, but also of real sadness of leaving behind some, you know, really great people that I've been working with and being able to make a difference for our city.
So is there a teeny tiny bit of relief that you'll no longer be in that job?
Yeah, I'll wake up on Monday morning at 5 o'clock, ready to get ready and hop into my car and go into work, and then realise that I don't have to do that. After 40 years nearly of running for elections, 14 campaigns, it's already been a little bit strange not being involved in the debates. I think last mayoral election there were 43 candidate debates that I participated in. I can't say I miss that entirely, but I do miss, and I will miss, some of the cut and thrust debates and discussions around this is the problem we face now. Now, how do we find a solution to that? So I'm not quite ready yet to hang up, hang up my chains. I won't hang up my boots. I've you know, looking at finding other ways in which I can make a contribution in public life, which I've done for such a long time.
We'll get to that shortly. But the bottom line is this, isn't it? Is Auckland better off for having had you as mayor?
I hope so. We've had 6 years where I can measure the very real progress that we've made. We've had stable and I think, sensible governance over that period of time. We've been fiscally responsible. We have hugely increased the investment that we're making in our infrastructure, in particular water, you know, where we've added 100 million litres of fresh water a day and doing things like the Central Interceptor to stop wastewater running into our harbours. We've made a big difference in the environment. I'm thinking of, first of all, the thing that I've just mentioned, stopping stormwater infiltrating into wastewater and spilling into our oceans, having calorie-safe walking tracks, 100 kilometres we've built or rebuilt to stop the spread of calorie dieback, dealing with predators where, you know, once upon a time we had one breeding pair of kokako in the Hunuas. This year I think we've got it up to about 226. And then the big effort that we've made on climate change, and we need to make that because it's critical for the future. So, you know, for all of those reasons, the living wage and other things, yeah, I'd like to think that we've made some real progress, which is not to say we've finished the job. The job will never be finished. There's so much more that we have to do. But I hope that we have that sensible and sound governance into the future.
Given your feelings of having made progress, how do you reconcile that with the fact it still feels like a fed-up city, right? People annoyed about their rates, grumpy about congestion, even grumpier about cycle lanes, kind of pissed off at everything. What's the answer to that?
I don't think it's ever been very different that people have said, look, we'd like more and better services, more and better investment in infrastructure, and by the way, slash our rates. And, you know, people say that, but they know in their hearts that those sort of things are incompatible. No, look, when I look at two election results that I've fought and I've received an overwhelming mandate, and I think I would get that mandate if I ran again. For that reason, I kind of still regret, but my wife would divorce me if I'd made a different decision, that I'm not there still working hard to try to make our city.
Hang on a minute, Phil. If Mary had green lit this, would you be standing again?
Look, I think, I've hit the grand age of 69, and, you know, I really do think that you've got to have generational change. You've got to have people coming in that grew up in a different environment than I grew up in, that have got fresh and new ideas, but hopefully that we'll build on what we've done over these last 6 years. We've had, in 6 years, an overwhelming majority of councillors who have supported six different budgets, including those that were particularly tough to write because of the impact of COVID-19.
Does Auckland actually need a mayor, Phil? And I'm not saying that. I'm not being, you know, please don't think I'm being dismissive in asking that, because it's one vote for every councillor, right? The mayor is a figurehead, aren't they? So why do we need them? Just go with the councillors.
You're right. Councillors do have one vote each, just as I do. But the role of the mayor is to provide leadership. The mayor leads off on each and every budget that we put through. The mayor leads particular debates on policy issues and how to resolve differences. And the power of the mayor is not in any statutory power that's bestowed on the mayor. It's a power to persuade, to work with others, to persuade others to get a team working together. And, you know, while we'll never get consensus support, that's not the nature of a democracy. What we have had is overwhelming support on council, two-thirds support on each and every measure that's been of any importance to take our city forward. And I can be quite proud of that.
We're going to do some quick fire, which is probably not what you're known for, Phil, but let's hit it, right?
I'll do my best.
Okay. Sharp, Phil. Favourite coffee shop, please.
Favourite coffee shop is actually, I use the coffee shop in the council building. They make a fantastic chai latte, and they always put a message on the top of my cup to say, have a great day or go well or whatever. Love them.
Does Auckland need a waterfront stadium?
I think not so much just a waterfront, but a central city stadium would be ideal, because that's what every modern city does when they build a new stadium.
Okay.
But we don't have the money to do that at the moment.
Okay. So the worst intersection in the city is where?
The worst intersection in the city? I would say it would be trying to get out of Albert Street at the moment and up into Hobson Street because of the works.
The CRL. Okay, cycle lane over the existing Harbour Bridge, yes or no, please?
No.
Best kept city secret?
Oh, the fact that we've got 1,000 beaches, beautiful, right across the city, and that this is the Lonely Planet's best city in the world to visit in 2022.
One New Zealand dollar buys how many British pence, Phil Gough?
51.
Oh, you seem very up to date on what's going on in London. Pineapple lumps or Jaffas?
Love them both. Pineapple lumps have the edge.
And who's your endorsement for the mayoralty?
I'm not endorsing anybody, but I have said, you know, when asked, because why not? Who do you vote for? I voted for Professor Collins.
And when do you start your job in London?
Can't tell you. Hasn't been publicly offered to me yet.
Okay, so if I was going to give you the chance to write a two-line farewell note to the city, here's your opportunity. What would it say?
Oh, thanks for the privilege. I've really appreciated your support over two elections, and I've worked hard on your behalf.
All the best, Phil. Thank you for joining us. That is the outgoing Auckland Mayor, Phil Gough.